And I had linked up Isaiah 48 and 17 based on precept upon precept. And it says that, but Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. Ye shall not be ashamed nor confounded world without end.
Right.
So I had linked that up with what the world was in John 3:16 because if you look up in the verses, it's a one-on-one conversation between Christ and a Pharisee.
Right. We got to cut it short real quick because we're running out of time. I hate to cut you on that, but you know, the word of God is final, and it's for all people. You know, that's the greatest thing about Jesus. He loves everybody. I mean, and you see, when you read that book, I'm going to tell you something real quick. The Bible, if you got to read it through the Holy Spirit's eyes, because he will relate it to you. Nobody is apart, okay? No matter what race you are or what gender you are, okay? We can fight those battles all day long, but it doesn't matter. If you believe the word relates to you, to people, nobody specifically. So just believe it for you. No matter who you are, what took place, it doesn't matter. It's going to relate to you.
There are certain scriptures that we may not understand until he comes back.
Right.
And so I just want you to kind of know that.
Okay, listen.
Keep studying, though, God. That's good.
Keep studying the word. We got to let you go, folks. You need to be saved. And by doing this, it's very easy. The Bible said, just call upon the name of the Lord and you shall be saved. We kind of know what you need to say when you're calling upon God. And if you'd like to say the prayer with us to be saved, to go to heaven when you die, to have a Savior from these sins of yours, to save you, you need to repeat the prayer after us and mean it with your heart, and you're going to be saved, and you're going to know Jesus, God himself. Man, that's awesome. Awesome. Just by saying, Jesus, come into my heart.
Jesus, come into my heart.
Be my Lord and be my Savior.
Be my Lord and be my Savior.
Forgive me for all that I've done wrong.
Forgive me for all that I've done wrong.
Wash me in your blood, Jesus.
Wash me. Blood,
cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
Cleanse me from all unrighteousness.
I commit my whole life unto you.
And
baptize me
in
the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. Amen. Praise God. If you said that, you meant it. You're saved. You're going to heaven when you die. Awesome journey. You're a child of God. I don't care who you are, what you are. Now you're a child of God. Praise God. That's awesome, man. Transformation now. Folks, don't forget my book. That's Melodies of Revenge, 318-715-3174. Call. Give me your information, and I guarantee I'm going to send it to you absolutely free. Dr. X, we love you very much. That's an alias name, huh? Dr. Garden White, an awesome man of God. We appreciate him so much. I love him. I appreciate him. Just a little while I know him, you know. Of course, no telling what might pop up, but nevertheless, he might be what? Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde. But we love him. He's awesome. Awesome. Thank you, T-Bone. Appreciate you. And we're coming back at you with another highly controversial topic. God bless you. Bye-bye.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Good morning. It's time now for Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast with Reverend Joseph Martin. The church is located 6436 Old Baton Rouge Highway, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71302. You can phone 318-445-4875. And now, here is Second Union Baptist Church radio broadcast already in progress.
So when I say that, when you get ready to do something, there are six questions that you need to answer. Praise God. First of all, will it bring glory to God? Right. Whatever you get ready to do, right, will it bring glory to God? I got scripture for all of them, but I'm not going to do that because I won't be all day. Question number two, will it lead into temptation? Praise God. Praise God, because y'all know the model prayer tell us don't be tempted. Praise God. You tell us, what we ask in the model prayer, lead not to temptation. Praise God. Number three, will it enslave me? You know what they mean by enslave? Amen. What I'm getting ready to do, is it going to be something that's going to capture me? Is it something that's going to hold me? Praise God. If I get involved with this person, is it something that's going to stop my growth in the Lord?
Yeah.
Praise God. If I decide that I'm going to drink this,
yeah,
will I get hooked on it?
Yeah.
If I decide that I'm going to take this drug for the first time,
yeah,
will it hook me for
yeah
the rest of my life? Will it enslave me? Oh, yeah. You know, that boy looks good, or that girl, man, she's fine. But if you get involved with her, will you be enslaved? Because you do know you can get involved with some folk that'll tell you, man, you don't need to go to church. Man, I don't go and I'm doing all right. And because you think you're in love, when you used to get up on a Sunday morning and go to church, you find yourself laying in the bed.
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's one of those questions. Praise God. Will it enslave me? In other words, will it defile my body? Because you do know that your body is the temple of the Lord. Praise God. Don't you know that you were bought with a price?
Yeah, good,
brother. You were bought with a price. I'm talking about the precious blood of Jesus Christ. So when you walk in worthy, praise God, one of those questions that you need to ask, will it defile my body? Question number five, will it damage my influence on others? Oh, Lord, boy, I know I'm doing the right thing. Boy, I ain't hear nobody but a couple of folks said amen. Will it influence other folk? You know, some folks get out there and say, well, you know that we all should be working on our own soul salvation with fear and trembling. That's true. That's the word. But do you know that you could be a stumbling block for somebody else? You'll say anything. Let me try that again. Don't you know that you can be a stumbling block for somebody else? Oh boy, that's how I did and woke up now. I like that. But I ain't hit too many in this middle. Don't you know that you can be a stumbling block for somebody? Let me tell you some of the people that you can be a stumbling block to. Oh boy. You got grandfathers, you got grandmothers who've been going to church all their life. They bought you to church. Praise God, got you. But you done got to the point now that you are grown. Praise God, you making some money. And guess what? I don't think I need to go to no church. You know who you, and you got children that's watching you. You got those around you who are watching you. Praise God, because if they look up to you, praise God, you are being a stumbling block for that child. Oh, Lord, boy, I know I'm right today. Because guess what? Soon as that child steps out of place, the one that you didn't bring to church, the one that you didn't read the Bible to, soon as that child steps out of place and do something crazy, then you're going to be running looking for everybody you could that call on the name of love. But see, you have been a stumbling block to the child. You let them know that church is not important. Praise God, hallelujah. So you need to ask yourself that question. Will will it damage, praise God, my influence on other folk? Finally, number six, does it create doubt about doing the will of my Father? Oh, Lord. Think about that for a minute.
Yes.
Yeah. There's a scripture in Matthew that says that you are the salt of the earth.
Yeah.
And if the salt has lost its savor, in other words, its flavor, that's what that word means.
Yeah.
Wherein shall it be salt? Goes on to say that it is good for nothing but to be what? Trampled or trodden under the foot of men. That salt is nothing but your influence. Every born again believer who stands up and say that for God I live, and it's for God that I'm going to die. Praise God. Let me tell you something. You got some influence. Amen. And let me tell you something. You don't want to lose that.
Yeah, that's right.
You don't want to lose that. So those are six. Those are six questions. When you walk in worthy of the Lord, and you decide you want to step out. You want to do something on your own. Think about it. The sixth question, can I go through them real quick again? I wish I could have given them to us so they can write them on the board. Praise God. Will it bring glory to God? Will it lead into temptation? Will it enslave me? Will it defile my body? Will it damage my influence on others? And finally, does it create doubt about doing the will of my Father? See, when we can know God's will and we practice it, we shall walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing. I'm talking about being fruitful in every good work. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. I tell folks all the time, God, I'm far from being perfect. Somebody say, all of us. You're right. But guess what? I ain't walk anywhere I want to walk with my head up.
Yeah.
Although I'm not perfect.
Yeah.
I can go anywhere, walk anywhere, in any setting, with my head up. I'm talking about up.
Yeah.
I don't have to worry about that one saying, oh.
All right. All right.
I don't have to worry about somebody saying, well, I know I saw him over here. I see Sister Carla is in here. I don't think I'm an embarrasser. Something happened some years ago. This was called, say, gee whiz, how in the world Pastor Martin remember that? Thought about it when I was doing these questions. Just called to know where I'm getting ready to go. She know where I'm getting ready to go. We were in Walmart. And Sister Carla walked up behind me. I'm in line. And when I glanced back, y'all know how that Martinelli sparkling grape juice You got the white, and you got the gray. And I just happened, I realized it was her behind my turn around. I said, how you doing? And she had about 4 or 5 of them bottles in her basket. You remember this now. She said, oh, that's not enough to drink. That's not enough to drink. She, I don't have to worry about nobody saying, well, I saw Pastor Martin in the store. Man, he had a cart full of liquor. Because I don't want to be a negative influence on somebody else. Praise God. Praise God. Last thing that Paul prayed, not the last thing, but Paul prayed that they might be strengthened. Put verse 11 back up on that marquee. Look what he says. He says, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long suffering with what? Joyfulness. You see, once we know his will and we walk worthy of the Lord unto pleasing, praise God, this gives us strength. Praise God, with all might. That word might just denotes power. And power means strength. And we as Christians need the strength to live by the word of God. And to live by God's will. And we get that strength through his Holy Spirit, who warns us, who tells us, who keeps us straight, who leads us, and who guides us into all truth. That's where we get that strength. And the Holy Spirit is going to be the one that's going to lead you to read your word. So that you can learn of him. The Holy Spirit is going to be the one to lead you to get down on your knees. And if you can't kneel, sit down, praise God. If not, lay down, praise God. Or even while you're driving your car, the Holy Spirit is going to be the one to give you the power to start interceding and praying for somebody else. There is power in intercessory prayer. And when we look at that power, praise God, and when we are strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, praise God, guess what? He fortifies us against the temptations of Satan. All I say, just hold out because the day ain't over with yet. I used to say keep living. Just keep walking around today. Praise God, because Satan is going to find a way to try to tempt you. Praise God. He's going to test it, and God may permit it to happen just to see exactly what you do. So he fortifies us against the temptations of the devil, letting us know, praise God, there is no temptation that have taken us that is common unto man, but praise God, with the temptation, God will give us a way to escape. And if we got the Spirit of God on the inside of us, then we're walking worthy to him. Praise God. Guess what? When he gives us the escape route, we're going to take the escape route. We're not going to start running to the escape right now. Oh, wait a minute.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. That's what happened to Lot's wife. They had an escape route.
Yeah, that's right.
Told him, I want you to get out of Gomorrah. Get out of Sodom. Praise God. Don't look back. And guess what? She started working. And she was doing all right. But my God, she took her eyes off the escape route. You say, looked over the right shoulder? She looked somewhere. And the Bible tells me that she turned into a pillar of salt. Praise God. Not only does he, praise God, gives us, fortifies us against the temptations of Satan, he furnishes us, praise God, by his grace for every good work. He not only does that, he fixes us so that our duty and still hold that we are, that our duty and that we still hold on to our integrity. See Ovell. I see Ovell and Denzel. All those kids that was in my JRTC. And we talk about those 14 leadership traits. One of them is integrity. Praise God. That is to be truthful in everything. I tell people all the time, if you want to be truthful. There's one thing about telling the truth. See, if you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing. Now, let me say that again. If you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing. But if you tell a lie, you have to remember who you told that lie to. You have to remember how you told it. You have to tell when you told it. But when you tell the truth, you don't have to remember nothing, because it is the truth that's going to set or make you free. Not only that, he fills us with joy.
Yeah.
I'm talking about his joy.
Yeah.
Praise God. He fills us with his joy when he gives us the strength, when he got the power to walk by the Holy Spirit. And finally, praise God, he rescues us from the kingdom of darkness. Yeah. Amen. There was a time when we walked in the kingdom of darkness. Then he just takes us, and that scripture says he transfers us to the spirit of light, which is in his son. So look at a lot of television when I was coming up. I used to have those folks that, when I was thinking about that transforming us, they used to have the old mad scientists, Margus the Magnificent. How many of y'all remember Margus? Margus the Magnificent. Marcus would have all of that old smoke and all that stuff going on in this place. And then I've seen some people take it just a step further, and they'll take and put a person in a tube, a silo, and they work some type of hocus pocus, and then that person is transferred to somewhere else. Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk about it and that stuff, but it wasn't nothing new. Praise God. I believe Jesus Christ did the same thing to Philip, if I go back and read that right. Philip was there after they had baptized that eunuch. Praise God. The next thing they knew, that Philip was what? He was translated to somewhere else. Praise God. So what I'm saying today, praise God, there's power in intercessory prayer. And you want no thing or two? I'm glad that God has allowed me to intercede for others. I'm thankful that God has allowed others to intercede for me. But of all importance, I thank God and I pray and thank God for sending his son, Jesus Christ, down here to die for my sin. Somebody might say, you know, I get tired of hearing that he died. But let me tell you something, if it had not been for the fact that he died, praise God, you or I, we wouldn't live. So I thank God that they marched him up a hill called Calvary.
I thank God that they whipped him all night long. I thank God that they put a crown of thorns upon his head. I thank God that they stripped him of all of his clothing and put on a robe of purple. Because when they did that, they were just for telling the future that he would be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. I'm so glad, and I thank God that they marched him up a hill called Calvary. I thank God that the crowd, when they were asking Pilate, who is it, should we release? Should we release Barabbas or should we release Jesus? I'm so glad that the crowd said, release Barabbas. Praise the name of the Lord, because Barabbas couldn't do nothing for me had he died that day. I'm so glad, and I thank God that they led him up that hill, stretched him out wide, nailed nails through his hands, and nailed a spike through his feet. I'm so glad, and every now and then I thank God through prayer for sending his son Jesus to die in my stead. I thank God, praise God, that they lifted him up. Hallelujah. Lifted him up, because it already said that if I be lifted up, I'm going to draw all men unto myself. And I'm so glad, because praise God, a little almost 71 years ago, that was a nappy head boy that was born into this world, and the Lord was going to have to save him. So I'm so glad that they lifted him up. But I didn't stop there. Every now and then, I thank God through prayer and say, Lord, I thank you for allowing him to stay on that cross where the S-U-N refused to shine on the S-O-N. But my God, I thank you for allowing him, after he had given up the ghost, to put him in a grave, a borrowed one at that, where he stayed 3 days and 3 nights. But most importantly, I thank God that on the third day, I'm talking about early, one Sunday morning, he got up and declared, I got all power in my hand. Power to heal the sick. Power to raise the dead. Somebody said, I've never seen a dead man get up. Well, I beg to differ. I was dead. I was born in iniquity. And in sin did my mother conceive me. And from that point, I was born dead. But thanks be to God, him getting up, he raised me up to newness of life. And now I can say without a shadow of a doubt that I'm on my way. I'm on my way to kingdom land. I don't have to worry what Trump does in the White House. I don't have to worry what the Senate does in the White House. I don't worry about what the Democrats do in the White House or the Republicans do. I don't care about the White House. I don't care about the outhouse. I care about my heavenly home, where I'm going to stay with Jesus. I'm so glad that he gave his life so that I so that I can live.
Paul into